Zakta Hilge Mishnah Vayitim Masech Shviyas Perik Dalad Mishnah Vav Hamizanev Bagifonim. This person is cutting off some of the branches of a vineyard. Why is he doing it? Well, there are two reasons you would do it. One reason is because if you cut it right, what grows back thicker and stronger. Same is true for Havakoitzitz Kanim, one who cuts reeds. He could be doing it because what's going to grow back, again, if you cut it right, it's going to grow back thicker and stronger. Another reason to do it is, Pashit, you want it for fire fuel. To cut it because you want it to grow back stronger? No. Of course, you can't do that on Shemitah. To cut it for the fire fuel, you can. Problem is, this person is doing it for fire fuel, but what about Maris Ayin? What about people are going to say, he's cutting it to make it better? Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Dalet, Mishnah Vav, Hamazanev Bagafonim, he's trimming the vines, cutting off some of the branches, Vakoitzitz Kanim, and he's cutting reeds, but he wants it for fire fuel. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili says, we have to make sure it's clear to people you're doing it just for the fire fuel, and not to improve things over here. Therefore, Yarchik Tefach, you have to distance the Tefach from the trunk, in the case of the vine, by the reed there's no trunk, so you have to distance a Tefach from the roots, from the ground, and only there do you chop. Rabbi Kiva says, Kaitzis Kadaka, you can cut normally, you don't have to move away a tefach from the ground, and you can do it with bekardim, with an axe, a bemagel, it's a sickle, it's a kind of a tool, it looks like a half a moon, of a megeru, with a sword, b'chol mashiyirtza, any tool you want to use. The Chazainish explains as follows. It's true there are two reasons you can cut. One is to try to make sure it grows back better, or you're cutting for fire fuel. When you're cutting in a way, because you want what grows back to grow back better, that's a surgical cut. You have to know exactly how to cut, where to cut. When you're chopping for fire fuel, chop! So Dr. Bekiva, people can tell why you're cutting. Rabbi Yaisi Aglili says, no, I need you to go the extra mile or the extra tefach, shall we say, to make it abundantly clear that this is the reason you're cutting for fire fuel, not to improve things over here, which would be Asar on Shemitah. Vaitrezak, the Mishnah. Ilnesha Nifshach. A branch starts to crack. Kaishu Naisibishvius. You can tie it during a Shemitah year, but Loishiyal, not in such a way where you're mamish aligning where it cracked, and you tie it in a professional way where the tree mamish heals. That you can't do. If you can tie it in such a way that it shouldn't crack anymore, because like we have explained many times, you're allowed to do things for the tree to prevent it from getting ruined. Can't do things to improve it. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if you're trimming the gefanim or cutting reeds, and you're doing it for fire fuel, Rabbi Yaisi Aglili says, move away a tefach from the trunk or a tefach from the ground. In the case of the reeds, Rabbi Kiva says, not necessary. Cut in any way that you want, with any kind of tool that you want, as the Chazonish explains, because you can tell why a person is cutting. If there's a branch of a tree that begins to crack, you could tie it on Shemitah, but only in such a way it shouldn't get any worse, not in such a way that it's going to totally heal.